Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And we're going to talk about autistic spectrum students and particularly transitions. And I have on the phone Chelsea Bourne. Chelsea's the Transition Living Coordinator for Glen Home School in Connecticut. Well, good morning, Chelsea. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And incidentally, it is March 12th, and it's in the morning. I'm on my second cup of coffee now. It's noon back there. But let's talk about why is focusing on transitions important, especially for autistic. It's difficult. Changes are difficult for any student or any child, but especially difficult sometimes for autistic spectrum students. So talk a little bit about the importance of making a good positive transition.
Absolutely. So when students with autism are in an educational program, they have a lot of structure, which oftentimes doesn't mirror the structure of the real world. And so transition programs are necessary to prepare students for managing their own time, for exploring career options and things of that nature that they might not necessarily get out of an educational program. So those are things that we work on here at the Glen Home School, is preparing students for vocational placements, preparing students for college if that's the track that they're on, preparing them for independent living, money management, all of those types of things.
Okay. Well, I understand the Transitional Living is sort of a separate facility, part of Glen Home, but it's a separate tracker facility. Is that correct?
Yes. So we are on the Glen Home campus, which is fantastic because we're able to access the things that go on campus here, but also we're separate enough that our students are treated differently, have different expectations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when students enroll, are they specifically enrolling for the transition program, a transition living program, or is that something when they get there, then you determine where they belong?
So it really depends on the student. We often have students who come to the Glen Home School with the plan in mind to come afterwards to our transitional living program. But we certainly do have students just coming from outside who come just for our transition program and are never involved in Glen Home academics. So it either way really happens.
Okay, and you're designed for kids with learning differences.
Yes, learning differences, emotional disabilities. We have several students with autism spectrum disorders and Asperger's.
Okay, how do you approach it? What do these kids need? So how do you approach making sure that they have the tools necessary to make a good transition onto the next step?
That's a really good question, and that's really the center of our transitional living program at Glen Home. We individually assess every student, and our transition program, because of that, is very individualized. So if a student comes to us and college is their goal, then we might enroll them in a college course at a local community college and support them through that process. If they come here and vocational is the track that they're on, then we might provide them with an on-campus job. Once they do well at their on-campus job, then we might place them off-campus with a job coach. So it really is an individualized program depending on the needs of the student. If they already have fantastic vocational skills, then maybe we can skip over some of the preliminary on-campus job shadowing. It really depends on the student.
Okay, you're co-ed, I presume. And what's the age range upon enrollment?
Yep, so our transition students are 18 to 21. So we have students who are in their fifth year of high school or who have already accepted their high school diploma.
Oh, okay. So this is for the older ones. Glen Home School itself is for teenagers, isn't it?
It starts at age 10 and goes up to 21.
Oh, okay. So.
Yep.
Okay, so Glen Home takes some of the younger kids, too, the ones that are still teens. Okay, so
yeah.
This is something a person could say, this is just what I need, and my child has has some sort of learning difference, and they need the transition, and so that would be a prime student for your program, right?
Yes, absolutely. We oftentimes refer to it as a gap year, so students who have finished high school or about to finish high school but aren't really sure what the next step is going to be or don't necessarily have the skills in the moment to move on to the next step.
Okay, well, talk a little bit about how you do it when we're talking preliminary, before we started the recording, you mentioned working with a social worker. So what is it that you provide into the mix to meet these kids' needs?
Yep, absolutely. So Glen Home has a fairly comprehensive network of supports available on campus. So all of our transition students see a social worker weekly, and I, as a transitional living coordinator, certainly work very closely with their social worker. In addition to that, we have several transitional living classes that we teach either two or three times per week, things like healthy living, executive functioning, independent living, money management. And we also provide on-campus vocational opportunities with our equestrian program and our Food for Thought program. That's like a culinary preparation. Our students work as teacher's aides in our school store and in our boutique. So again, it's a very individualized program, and whatever that particular student needs to be successful in the real world, we try to expose them to those things here so that they're not being exposed to punching a time clock for the very first time when they get their first job off campus. They already know that stuff, and they've seen those computer programs, for example.
Okay, can you give an example, a sort of a case study of a student that comes to mind? Of course, you don't need to identify them, but before and after, what they were like when they came to your program and then when they graduated and were ready to go on. What differences do you see?
So I have a student right now who's a perfect example of this. He came to Glen Home as part of the regular Glen Home program. And while he was in Glen Home, he completed his coursework, but he really has some fairly significant executive functioning deficits. He struggles to manage his time and plan ahead and things like that. And he was living in an on-campus cottage with 24/7 supervision and lots of prompting to complete his independent living skills and home care tasks and things like that. And he has gotten to the point now where he is living in an apartment and he's responsible for, making orders for food and getting himself up on time in the morning. And he recently started an off-campus culinary program where he goes for about 40 hours a week, actually, off-campus 5 days a week. And he goes there completely independently without the support of transitional living staff. And we were able to prepare him for that experience by through our Food for Thought program on campus. And he was also able to work in our Glen Home kitchen alongside our kitchen staff preparing meals and, learning knife skills and things like that. So he certainly is on his way to success. He's been accepted to the International Culinary Institute in New York City, so he'll be starting there in the fall.
Well, fantastic. That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, this is about all the time that we have. I want you to wrap up with, if somebody's interested in hearing more about this, how could they get a hold of you and find out more? Phone number, website, email, whatever.
Absolutely. So if anybody would like to contact me about the Glen Home Transitional Living Program, they're welcome to email me at cbourn, at devereaux.org, or they're welcome to contact our admissions department for more information.
Okay, and the phone number for the admissions department?
It's 860-868-7377.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I think it's been very informative. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant in North Idaho, and I've been talking with Chelsea Bourn. She's a transitional living coordinator at Glen Home School. Thank you very much, Chelsea.
Thank you so much for your time.